Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Who's in studio? How'd you get in here?
I'm here, Bob. They let me in.
Doug McBurn, you mean KLTT let you in downtown Denver? It's so great to have you in studio, Doug.
I snuck in the back door.
All right.
Yes.
Use that code I gave you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so the BEL studio is being rebuilt in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
Yes, and we're very close. We're very close.
You were there this morning. Yeah.
There's a few... But
we're putting the crown molding on
that's what it is.
Yeah, on the product shelves.
The crown molding is all that's left, and we'll be broadcasting in no time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds great. And by the way, my brother, Brian Enyart, he does all that kind of great home remodeling stuff.
That guy is a crown molding genius. And he does some amazing things with crown molding.
That's true. But he installed the doors, the cabinets, all that stuff.
The kitchenette?
Yeah.
That's it. Once we get the garbage disposal going, we'll be able to broadcast.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes,
so,
quite possibly.
And that's a fancy schmancy renovations.com, my brother.
Fancy schmancy renovations.
So, Doug, rather than talk about my brother the whole show,
what are we going to do? He's an interesting guy.
He is.
Oh, I wanted to bring an update from that bastion of conservative talk. CNN. I've got some stories that I want to bring to your attention and just get your take on them, in no specific order.
But
they're going to involve some popular Christian and conservative leaders.
Okay.
You know, folks like Dr. Laura.
All right. When you say the names of the people, I will give out the phone number here downtown.
Okay.
The studio, and we'll see if people might want to chat and give their opinion. But go ahead.
Okay. Now, these were events that just occurred within the last 48 hours or so on CNN, America's favorite conservative talk. You know, we don't have Fox News in our house. We take our liberal news straight.
Well,
you know,
hardcore. If you're
right
going to get
CNN.
Liberal news, why get it from phony liberals?
We get it right
get
from
it
the
from
source.
Real. I listen to NPR.
Yeah.
I almost can't take conservative Republican talk. I can't take it, but go ahead.
Well, it's mostly because we don't want to pay the – Fox is part of that upgrade package.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
So
that.
We don't do that. But
good.
We happened to catch a little bit of Dr. Laura yesterday.
Dr. Laura.
And the number to call if people wanted to discuss it. Maybe there's some people out there who saw it who have an opinion on it. It's 303-455-0777 to call into the broadcast right now, 303-455-0777. And we're also going to be discussing a little bit of Joel Osteen. Are you familiar with Mr. Osteen?
Texas mega church.
The mega church.
Right.
A giga church.
Giga church.
This guy's got a big church.
Oh, boy.
And his lovely wife, Victoria, was on the broadcast.
The only
as well.
Bigger church will be when the Antichrist comes. It'll be a terror church. So a mega church. He has a giga church.
Right. And the Antichrist will have a terror church.
Okay.
Right? Yes. But they appeared with our favorite conservative broadcaster, Larry King, right, who we all love.
Yes.
And then I want to get an update on the Ann Coulter video. Like I said, I don't have Fox, so I haven't been able to keep up with
the Ann Coulter video.
What's happening. But
yeah. O'Reilly said she's going to be out of the loop for a while. Her mother is very ill. But there was a meltdown on the internet over this video. You know about the blog?
Oh, I was a part of the meltdown.
You were?
I contributed a little bit to it.
What blog was that?
Jill Stanek's blog.
JillStanek.com.
And Jill Stanek, who's a wonderful
pro-life
woman.
Yeah.
Just has some differences with us.
Some differences.
Yes.
And they answered the accusations in the video.
I did not see those addressed.
Oh no, they did. They skipped that, and I think they moved toward banning a few of the people involved in creating the video.
Yeah, and I want to get an update on that. I also want to hear again about this day of silence, because I'm a big advocate of people pulling their kids out of the public schools.
And that's right. April 17th.
Yeah,
the homosexuals have a day of silence nationwide. So please take your child out of the public schools. And we'll give you an idea what to do that very day. Pull your child out that day and give you a vision, a hope, a plan to never send them back.
Wow.
So that'll be exciting.
And then I also want to let the audience know about the seminar coming up April 29th.
Yes.
We've got a seminar at the beautiful Brown Palace Hotel downtown Denver.
100-year-old classic hotel.
Awesome.
A lot of fun on tools for studying the Bible.
Hermeneutics. And that's what that means, tools for studying the Bible.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's a big theological word, you know.
Hermeneutics.
Yeah. And so we'll get an update on that. But let me go back to our favorite conservative broadcaster, Larry King,
all right,
on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start with Dr. Laura because she was on last night.
I saw these headlines. I didn't see the segments, but I saw the headlines. So go ahead.
Well, my wife and I actually watched a small portion of it. And now Dr. Laura has written a book praising stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
And it was obvious that Larry King really hated that idea. And he was just doing his best to get her to stumble or fumble or say something wrong.
Right.
But she did a wonderful job in the defense of stay-at-home mothers,
mm-hmm,
and in defining for Mr. King how the culture regularly denigrates,
yeah,
stay-at-home moms.
Including Larry King and including, yes, the culture generally.
Yes.
They mock a woman. There's this hatred of womanhood among feminists.
Yeah.
If you can't be a guy and act like a guy, you're not worth anything.
Yeah.
So there's a self-loathing,
mm-hmm,
and it's this, they envy men and they want to be men, and so the feminist movement tells women, you got to be a man, otherwise you're not worth anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dr. Laura pointed out that these feminists, there's a hurting inside of them that they won't confront because they didn't have children. They have a career but no children. They have maybe a second or third or fourth marriage, and they have a lot of money and a nice house, but they don't have what they really want.
Which is a man who loves them, yes, and children and grandchildren.
That's what they really want, since,
right,
they don't have that.
And not all. Certainly there are some women who have no desire for those things, and that's perfectly fine and healthy.
Sure.
But it's the ones who have been lied to by the millions and told those things don't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
And that they have a lot of animosity throughout their life. And they tend to make up for this by denigrating the stay-at-home mom and calling her ignorant and subservient and things like that. Anyway, she did a good job at that. In fact, my wife broke a record for watching Dr. Laura. She's never made it more than about 30 seconds watching or listening to Dr. Laura.
Right.
But last night she watched for a good 10 minutes. But then,
yeah,
toward the end of the broadcast, Larry King brought up the issue of gay marriage. And by that, I don't mean happy marriage.
Oh.
No, I mean homosexual marriage.
Perversion.
Yeah, deviancy. He brought that up and asked her.
You know, Dr. Laura used to say that homosexuality was destructive. She used to say that.
Really?
And then there was a boycott against her show, and she almost went off the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But go ahead. So what did she say?
Well, she said that she thought that homosexual marriage was just fine as long as both parties were...
No.
Committed.
No.
As long as it was a committed...
She wrote a book on the Ten Commandments. Now, I know she's not Christian. She's Jewish.
She's Jewish, yes.
But she wrote a book on the Ten Commandments, God's Ten Commandments. She reads the Hebrew Scriptures.
Well...
She can...
Well, maybe she based that on the commandment to honor your father and your father.
No,
maybe that was the commandment that enlightened her on that issue. That was depressing.
Wait, after honor your father and your father. So,
something like that, right?
So here is, and this is happening even in the Christian camp, that Christians are afraid to continue to oppose homosexuality because that's it. You are sidelined. You're an extremist. You're no longer welcome in mixed company.
Yeah.
And that's just it. And so Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. One or the other is going to be in the closet.
Yeah, and I remember the warnings you gave better than 10 years ago, that if we ceded equal rights to this movement,
right,
to this deviant movement, that it wouldn't be long before not only would they demand equal rights, but they would demand the rights of marriage,
right,
and that it would basically be homosexuality be mainstream, and that not only would it have to be tolerated, it would have to be celebrated.
Right.
And that's where we are now.
And if you work in a major company and you disapprove of homosexuality, watch out. If that's known, you'll probably be fired.
Yes.
You will probably be fired. And that's because these are the beautiful people who believe in tolerance, diversity, free speech.
Right.
That's what they believe.
Yeah. And now they've gotten even to Dr. Laura. And it's just sad. Yeah. By the way, folks, the number to call if you want to participate in the broadcast, 303-455-0777. Give us a call. Feel free to jump in. Now, let's address Dr. Osteen. I think he's a doctor. I'm not sure. Not a medical doctor, but he probably has a PhD in flim-flammery or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Osteen, Giga Church pastor, Larry King asked him and his lovely wife their opinion of Barack Obama, who's our president, if you weren't aware. There was a big election and quite a bit of hubbub around the election of...
So she should know who he is.
She should be completely aware of who he is and his position on certain controversial issues that are controversial within the Christian community. And, Bob, I was stunned that Victoria, that's... by the way, Victoria, that's Joel's wife.
Yeah.
She is the associate pastor of the Giga Church.
Okay.
He's the pastor. She's the associate pastor.
That's a biblical thing, right?
Absolutely.
Women pastors?
Yeah, I think it...
It went right in line with the women apostles.
Right, all those women apostles?
They called them the epistles. There were the apostles and the epistles.
Is that what those were?
And so it's all biblical.
I've heard of the epistles. I didn't know those were female pastors. That's interesting.
They were female apostles.
Okay, all right.
The epistles.
And so Victoria must consider herself one of them. But it was shocking that she said that... she knows that Barack Obama loves the Lord.
Oh, no.
Now, she didn't just say that she hopes he's successful.
This is so tragic, Doug.
She said she knows.
This is a leading Christian ministry. She knows he loves the Lord. Why? Why? By how he hammers in the nails to the Lord? Is that how he knows? She knows that he loves the Lord. You know, Jesus said, the Lord said, you shall know them by their fruits.
Right.
He didn't mean by the homosexuals that hang around them in their entourage.
Yeah, right.
That's not what that means.
No.
A rejection of everything that is good and right of the Christian worldview, Christian morality, destruction of families, marriage, the killing of innocent children, and, I know he loves the Lord.
I know he loves the Lord. And Joel said something like that. He didn't quite come out and say that. He's a bit more politically adept, maybe, than his wife. But he basically said that, you know, Barack's a really good guy. And, you know, just sees great things happening with this administration.
Mm-hmm.
And that. So, you know, folks get upset, Bob, that folks associated with our ministry... our friends, you included, have a tendency to point out when Christian leaders drop the ball, miss the mark, do things that are either counterproductive or wicked. And I've got to say that when you look at the modern conservative leadership, especially in the evangelical movement, if someone doesn't start standing up and pointing out that they're missing the mark, well, they're just going to take the whole Christian community, people who think they're Christians but are not really being preached the gospel, and they're just going to take them over a cliff into hell.
Mm.
You know, do people who are Christians not believe in the possibility of hell anymore?
And the idea that, you know, Protestants used to criticize Catholics because they said the Pope was above reproach. You couldn't ever criticize the Pope.
Right.
Well, it turns out in the Protestant world, it's the same thing. We have, focus on the family, or we have any number of major national political ministries.
National Right to Life.
That you cannot criticize.
Right.
And, you know, the Bible talks about judging, and judgment begins at the house of God. And if we don't confront our leaders, just imagine if this was in Israel 2,000 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't say anything about the high priest.
Right.
You just couldn't say it. You couldn't say anything about Herod. He was the king.
Yeah.
He was half Jewish. He was the king. I mean, John the Baptist was arrested because he condemned the immorality, the wicked things Herod did, including his incestuous adultery.
Right.
And the Lord said that there had been none greater than John the Baptist. But all that has changed now. All that has changed. You cannot point out when there is gross immorality, and if there's dishonoring of God, you just can't point
it out. You may not criticize Caiaphas, whoever that is sitting in Caiaphas' seat these days.
Yeah.
And Joel Osteen's right up there in the inner circle. You know. And I know that Dr. Dobson loves the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
He's certainly a Christian man, and he's done a lot of good.
Well, if Barack Obama loves the Lord,
wow. Just imagine how much Dr. Dobson
loves. As Jesus said, wide is the way that leads to everlasting life, and everyone finds it. Everyone. Because we must forgive everyone, and you can't judge.
Yeah.
So it's all the whole body of Christ is broken.
I just want to let
it's
folks
immoral.
Listening know that that was tongue in cheek what you just said. Just because some people might be confused.
They might be confused.
They think Jesus did say never judge.
Never judge.
Wide is the way.
Everyone is automatically forgiven.
I love everyone.
There's no place like hell. There's no place like hell. So if you're a modern Christian, just click your heels together three times and say to yourself, there's no place like hell. There's no place like hell.
And Bob,
no
this brings us right to the Jill Stanek blog meltdown. Now, first, let's tell folks who may not know who Jill Stanek is.
She's a pro-life leader who exposed in Chicago, in Illinois at Christ Hospital, where they would abort late-term babies, take them out intact, and leave them to die.
Wow. Well,
pretty vicious.
So she's got some pro-life bona fides.
She exposed that.
Right.
That crime against those kids, that cruelty, that wickedness. And rather than use that to promote personhood, it was used to pass another pro-life law. There are thousands that have been passed around the country. Mm-hmm. If you add them all up, maybe 1,000 or so.
Yeah.
And the end result is they don't give legal protection to any unborn child, not one.
Mm.
Any unborn child in this country can be killed after the 1,000 laws that we've passed. And so the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, all the abortionist needs to do is just make sure we kill the child sooner, more quickly. It's not at all that the child is to be protected. In fact, the law itself takes a neutral stand on killing kids.
Right.
The law is neutral. We're not saying that killing kids is right or wrong. We're just saying
this is how it must be done.
Well,
if it is going to be done, you need
to
do
if
it.
The abortionist lets the baby come out alive, then you can't kill it.
Right.
Now, that sounds like a great idea. And if you think it through, you realize, okay, how does the entire abortion industry respond to that?
They
just make sure they kill it.
Right.
So rather than using that heinous crime to teach people of the God-given right to life of the unborn and personhood, they come out with this morally neutral law. We're not saying abortion is right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you're going to kill it before it's born, just not after. And so it's just a sad outcome.
There's been on Jill's blog, and I got involved a little bit via Facebook. I made some posts with a young guy named Josh, who's someone who contributes to her blog. I don't know his last name. I don't know who he is. But we got into a little discussion over – she put up an announcement that the Ann Coulter video was going to be on
O'Reilly
Fox News.
Yeah.
And she mentioned American Right to Life.
Yeah, it's their video. They produced it.
Right.
And they posted on YouTube and on their sites.
And now she put up the announcement, but then underneath it she wrote, I gave up on these people, PPL. I gave up on these PPL when they picketed Dr. Dobson. And first of all, I just want to let Jill know that if you're over 25, don't use the text shorthand. I mean, it's just, that's for kids. Come on, let's be adults. P-E-O-P-L-E. Unless you meant,
PPL, principal pro-lifers.
Okay, unless you meant principal pro-lifers, well, then I'm willing to give that to her because that does take a lot of space on your blog. But she put up the announcement, and when she said that, a number of folks associated with American Right to Life posted blogs. First of all, her friend Josh posted a blog, and he said, yeah, and I also can't forgive these people for saying that the partial birth abortion ban was evil. At which point, one of the folks from Theology Online posted basically saying, well, it was evil. Have you read it?
It was evil. It says you could pull the baby out to the belly button and kill him.
Right. And then there's a number of other ways that they describe that you can kill
the child. Yeah, all kinds of ways to kill the baby, most of which would be much more painful than a partial birth abortion.
Right, right.
And the justices point that out.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't care about the baby. It's for the image of the abortion industry that our supposed pro-life justices, they approve the partial birth abortion ban because it makes the abortionist look bad.
Right. Partial birth abortion is just bad PR.
It's bad PR. So,
with that.
As we've done for the last 30 years, National Right to Life has done everything they could to make the abortion industry look more humane, operate more reasonably, and there's less public opposition to abortion because it's just more reasonable.
Right.
That they even say that these regulations make abortion more humane.
Mm.
It's more humane. And so that's not the goal. If they're killing Jews, it's not to make it more humane.
No.
It's to expose it and promote the personhood of blacks, of Jews, of babies,
right,
of any class of human being being killed, being murdered, mm, innocent human beings. And so anyway, yeah. So that was a... So that's anyway, under his craw.
It was under his craw, and it's under Jill's craw. And there was a lot of back and forth going on the blog. And apparently, the last I saw, Bob, instead of addressing the fundamental issues in the video, and by the way, Jill is a supporter of Mitt Romney. She even said on one of the posts, "I wish he was in the White House now instead of Barack Obama." And she basically blamed people like us for stealing the election from that mighty pro-lifer John McCain and then handing it to Barack Obama.
The mighty pro-lifer John McCain.
Now, one thing that she did blame us for that I think we're willing to take the blame for,
yeah,
is that Mitt Romney didn't have an opportunity to get the Republican nomination.
Yeah, I think we did have a significant hand in that, and in 2012 also, because the goal of American Right to Life is to make him radioactive,
yes,
so that Christians will either learn that they shouldn't lie about a pro-abort, mm-hmm, pro-homosexual marriage liberal and say he's pro-life, pro-family, mm-hmm, Christian, or at least it'll hurt too much. Smarts.
Right.
You know, and they'll think twice before trying to promote that kind of a lie because they know it'll be exposed.
What I don't...
And this is new in the pro-life movement. This hasn't happened before.
No, it hasn't. Right. And I have not seen such a fanatical devotion to a politician amongst conservative people as I'm seeing develop around the personality of Mitt Romney. These people take an insult. They take an attack on Mitt Romney and his policies, his positions, and the things he's done as a politician. They take these as assaults on them personally. Mm. It was as if I had called Jill Stanek a baby killer because I called Mitt Romney a baby killer. And she actually took it very personally, and so did her some of the other minions on her blog. And
well,
it was very disturbing.
And she pointed out that American Right to Life should be attacking our enemies instead of people like Mitt Romney.
It's like, thinking,
Jill, Mitt Romney authorized tax-funded elective abortions.
That's right.
If you think he's part of the pro-life movement, she calls it friendly fire.
Right.
If you think he is one of the pro-lifers, a leader in the pro-life movement, American Right to Life is desperately needed.
Man,
desperately. Man. If an aggressive child killer like Mitt Romney could be praised and defended and protected and held up as a leader, come on. Brian Robaugh and Steve Curtis are desperately needed by the body of Christ. Desperately needed.
Yeah, somebody needs to let these folks know that Mitt is no friend of the pro-life movement. He's no friend of unborn children. And it was just, Jill assumed in one of her posts, and I don't have it all in front of me because I can't access the website anymore.
I have some. You've been
well.
She said that I might. She said she was considering banning me rather than responding and saying, no, they're wrong. Mitt Romney didn't authorize tax-funded elective abortions. Rather than doing that, she put on her popular blog that she's going to ban Bob Enyart.
Yeah.
She's thinking of banning me,
uh-huh,
Will Duffy,
well,
who
that, what, before,
helped in the video.
Well, before the broadcast, I was trying to get on via Will's computer, and maybe it was a technical difficulty.
No, I think Will was blocked. Will was banned.
We could not get
on. I don't know if I've been banned.
Well, anyway, we could not get on. But Jill asserted that we specialize in destroying people's what did she call it? Assassinating people's character. And I said, Jill, I'm not assassinating your character. I'm questioning your judgment, and I would expect the same from you.
Right, sure. Uh-huh. Now, I posted to Jill, you know, she said, so many real enemies to fight, and American Right to Life picks on Ann Coulter and Mitt Romney.
Well,
how I wish Mitt Romney were in the White House.
That's the one I read that got me involved. Right?
So I wrote, Jill, Mitt Romney is a mass-murdering, pro-life Republican child killer.
Mm.
Now, does that make... He's a mass-murdering, pro-life Republican. Because today, pro-life Republican means you support killing kids.
Right.
That's what it means.
Right.
Jill, Mitt Romney is a mass-murdering, pro-life Republican child killer who recently and egregiously committed the atrocity of authorizing funding for elective abortion. First, you defend immoral laws that end with, and then you could kill the baby. Now you defend those guilty of actually killing the baby. Wow. You defend those who fund the killing of innocent children. You defend their lies and those who swear by them. Please, Jill, can't you see the moral slide? And so she said she's going to ban Bob Enyart.
Uh-huh.
Because of this?
Because you called her a mass murderer, Bob.
No, I didn't. I called Mitt Romney a mass murderer.
Well, okay. Well, it's as if you called her a mass murderer.
Because she is supporting him. He's part of her fantasy.
But how?
I want my mass murderer in the White House. I don't want their Democrat. I want a Republican pro-life mass murderer.
Right, right.
And that's how we will save the nation. As long as our Christian leaders have settled for that kind of slop.
Yeah.
That kind of evil, wicked, perverse slop forcing homosexual marriage, that's it. That's the vision. That's as high as their vision goes. Forget about trusting in the Lord. Forget about doing what's right.
Right.
Let's compromise on do not murder, don't commit adultery, marriage, everything.
Well, we've got to obey the first commandment, thou shalt support a viable candidate.
Right.
Right.
And thou shalt not judge a fellow Republican.
Right, right, right. All right. Well, let's move away from that.
We're out of
the whole meltdown thing.
So there's a meltdown on Jill Stevens'
blog. I want to get an update on this.
Poor
day.
Jill.
You said there's a day of silence from the homosexuals. I've been
April
waiting
17th.
For a day of silence from the homosexuals for forever. It's like they never shut up. Have I got this wrong?
Yeah, you got well, the public schools, April 17th, are going to have a day of silence, thousands of them apparently, and in solidarity with homosexuals. So young people are going to figure out that homosexuality is good, and my parents, their religion, their Bible, their God, their Savior, they're all wrong.
So this is the day of inoculation against the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. So take your kids out of public schools on April 17th.
April 17th. Let me write that down.
Use that day to go on the internet, learn about homeschooling. If you're in Colorado, contact Christian Home Educators of Colorado, Kevin Swanson's group, Christian Hero, or go tour a Christian school.
Yeah.
Now, we know Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada.
Yeah, you could go tour Maranatha.
Yeah. You go to, if you're in, you know, Denver metro area.
Yeah. I know a lot of people think that homeschooling is a big step. It might be too much for you at the moment. Consider a Christian school like Maranatha.
Yeah. So do something. Take your child out of the public school that day and let that be a day of hope and a vision to save your child.
Wow, to keep them out.
To keep them out.
All right.
All right. And then, Doug, we have a seminar. Last
hermeneutics
minute.
Seminar.
Brown Palace, downtown Denver, April 29th, 6:30.
Now, it's tools for
the
studying
evening.
The Bible.
Tools
Can
for
you give us a preview of any of the tools you're going to cover?
No.
Oh, okay. It's all top secret.
We have 16 tools for studying the Bible.
Wow.
And it's interesting because there's a priority. You prioritize these different tools of interpretation. Oh. And it's so much fun to figure out what takes precedence. Mm. So the existence of God, the story of the Bible, the nature of God, and how do these become tools for interpreting the details?
April 29th,
so
April 29th at the Brown Palace Hotel, 6:30 p.m. People say you can make the Bible say whatever you want. I tell them, not at my church you can't. And this is why.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Registration, $30, $50 for a couple.
Great.
That means a man and a woman.
Okay, a man and a woman.
And you can call Bob and Yurt Live, and our website is KCUP.